Welcome to The Forum, the program that educates, motivates, and advocates on behalf of our community. The Forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare, and it is always a pleasure to have Yvonne Greer on the line. She is, of course, the chair of the Civic Center Authority, and she is always bringing positive news for us in our community. And the big deal of late is a diverse concert lineup coming to the River City. Hey, how you doing?
I am well, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I went to Black Violins and I loved it.
Tremendous show, wasn't it?
It was awesome. And you know, it was interesting. You know, I teach music at a grade school in Peoria, and I'm trying to always show my kids different kinds of music. You know, a lot of the kids are into hip hop, of course. And I was just Googling violin, and I saw Black Violin, and I showed my students a video of these two guys playing violin, and they loved it. And then lo and behold, I'm looking at Yvonne Greer on TV, and she's talking about Black Violins coming to Peoria. So
what a
thank
great
you.
Story those two gentlemen have. You're most welcome. It is truly a pleasure to be able to bring such diverse entertainment to the Peoria area. I wish I could take credit for it, but it is largely due to our general manager at the Civic Center, Vic Edgar. But okay. Sometimes I get to be the mouthpiece, so I just, you know, wave that cheerleader pom pom proudly.
Hey, no, it was great. It was great. Okay, so let's back up a little bit. And thanks to some efforts by our state representative, Jahan Gordon Booth, the Civic Center was able to work on this project, right? Talk to me about that.
Yes. So a little over a year ago, we got together with Representative Booth, we being the members of the Peoria Civic Center Authority. Backing up even further than that, when I first became chair about a year and a half ago, a lot of the concerns that I got from Peoria's African-American community was that there was not enough diverse entertainment representative of the culture. We took those concerns to heart and started asking ourselves, what is it that people are looking for and how do we get it? What we heard from the industry was that Peoria doesn't have a solid reputation. We don't think they have a great demographic base large enough to support this industry, especially when St. Louis, Chicago are so close. And what we came up with was something we called the Audience Builder Fund. Excuse me. So through the help with Representative Gordon Booth, we were able to get a $500,000 grant from the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. That grant is being used to help mitigate or sort of take some of the risk away from promoters, because a civic center doesn't go out and say, I want Beyonce to come and I'm going to write Beyonce a check and she's going to be here. There is another middle level of management that happens with promoters and agents and so on and so forth that work with GMs at arenas.
Okay, now wait. I have to interrupt. Did you say Beyonce is coming here?
No, I did not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I used her as an example, but she probably wasn't a great one. But I will say this, folks will ask all the time, how come we don't get Beyonce in Peoria? Our arena has about 11,000 seats, and you see that Beyonce is selling out stadiums. So
right.
she's not looking at a market our size when she can sell, you know, 50,000 tickets versus 10.
I got you. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted.
No, it's okay. So this Audience Builder Fund and the grant is being used to, and I believe, as far as we know and our DCEO knows, we're the first of its kind in the state to utilize something like this. It is designed to help bring in acts such as rap, hip-hop, R&B, spoken word, dance, gospel, some of those acts that are more popular in the urban communities but may not be yet full bore.
Mm-hmm.
Full bore meaning we can't get the artist to come here for whatever reason, and we can't get the community to support fully for whatever reason. That $500,000 is going to be used to help us mitigate risk on both sides. So for Black Violin, we were able to share with some Peoria Public School kids and libraries the opportunity to get either discount tickets or complimentary tickets, and part of the fund could be used for that. for, and part of bringing in the artist could be used for that. What it does is it tells the promoter, hey, if you're going to lose money, we can use some of the fund to offset your losses.
Got it.
We hope, it is our sincere hope and goal, that this is just a seed fund, that ultimately, once we get this ball of entertainment rolling, that we'll be able to take a percentage of the profits and put back into the fund, which then feeds itself to bring in more artists.
And I'm sure the promoters like that, that their risk is being minimized to an extent. Talk to me about then the venue. So is it just the Civic Center or is it other places?
This is just the Civic Center. This is a grant from DCEO to the Peoria Civic Center.
And when we talk about inside the Civic Center, are we just talking about the theater or are you looking to the other arena? Because I want to say there have been concerts in the exhibit area, right?
The exhibit area is a possibility. So far we've had Monica in the arena. Black Violin was in the theater. The My 2000s playlist with Ashanti, Ja Rule, T.I., and Nelly, that will be in the arena.
Okay, okay. And so I'm just playing inside baseball. The seating for each one of those three is what?
The seating for the theater is around 2,000, 2,200, I believe. And in the arena, it's around 11,000. And forgive me, I don't have the seating for the exhibit halls off the top of my head.
Okay.
But I will say this, the acts do need to be nationally touring. So you've got to have some name, face, national touring recognition to be considered for this grant. So this is to avoid everybody and their cousin trying to get on the Civic Center stage with state funds.
Right. And their cousins. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned the cousins. Now, I can't remember. I went to both Earth, Wind, and Fire concerts when they were at the Civic Center. Were they in the theater or the exhibit hall?
They were in the theater.
They were in the theater. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, when we look at promoters, you know, you're talking to me, and the radio station is located here at the Minority Business Development Center. And, you know, we are in contact with a number of people who are across the business spectrum, different types of business folks. I think of Peoria Concerts as kind of that in-between space between Chicago and St. Louis, like say, I don't know, and I could be wrong, help me out, you know more about this than I do. Earth, Wind, and Fire is coming through the Midwest, and they have a concert in Chicago on, let's say, on a Friday, and they got a concert in St. Louis on, you know,
the next Friday.
Yeah, the next Friday, and so, you know, we try to get them in between that time. Am I oversimplifying that?
That is correct. So many people will ask, why do we have so many big names come through on a Tuesday or a Wednesday? And it is for just that reason. On the weekends, if the artist can capture large audiences, 20,000 plus attendees on the weekends in a larger city, their tour is going to try to grab up those dates on the weekends. And then they look at geographically what's cities are in between those big locations. Mm-hmm. We often do not get a choice. We may get a call from a promoter that says, hey, my 2000s playlist is coming through your area on this day. And we just have to say yes or no.
Right, right. And now you can say yes with a little bit of oomph behind you because of the Audience Builder Fund.
Yes. But it is not, you know, a never-ending stream of cash. Right. We're supposed to use this as a seed investment. And for that, we need the audience to come out and support as well. If we don't sell tickets, if people don't actively come out and come out early, by the way, the promoters could say, I'm still not willing to take this bigger risk and pull out.
And I want to mention also, you know, you just had a meeting with some community stakeholders. This is a work in progress. I think a lot of people are all in on this. You know, those of us who have black media, you know, we have the only black-owned radio station. You also have other stations that play African-American music. You have local newspapers, other people who have very popular social media platforms. And so I'm sure you're looking at all of those areas in terms of getting the word out, besides the traditional putting up flyers at the beauty shops and barbershops and restaurants and businesses. Am I missing out on anything in terms of how you're using a multi-pronged approach to market some of these acts?
We are using all of those avenues and then some, and we have reached out to various members of the community to say, how can we reach you better? What ways do you use to gather your information about artistry that's attractive to you? And it is important to us to engage the community. We don't pretend to have all of the answers to everything. And so we want to hear what types of artistry people want to see represented. We want to hear specifically which artists people want to see up on stage. We want all of the ideas. We want to know all of the avenues that are available. And we appreciate the feedback because it's only going to help us all get better in the long run.
Yeah, you know, with the underserved population, and this is a two-hour conversation that we could have just in terms of the African-American community being underserved, and with inequity, decades of inequity, comes with it some negative fallout just in terms of how people receive their information. You know, there are gaps in terms of how people get information. You remember years ago when we both worked in television, we would find out about something and we would be there. And we would look around and it's like, man, the turnout for this wasn't really that good. And we, you know, talk after the event, and this was a mm-hmm. great event, and we wish there were more people there. And then you would run into people on the street during the week, and you would mention it to them, and they say, well, I didn't know anything about it. You know, I had no idea that it was happening. And then you started to understand that, now, wait a minute. This was before the days of WBGE radio, you know, or mm-hmm. the first Black-owned radio station before ours. And people used to rely on, you know, if Gary or Yvonne is throwing an event and wanted the African-American community to come out, we would go to the beauty shops and the barber shops and the restaurants. And that was really the only way that you could get the information out. And now, I think you can thank social media, even though that comes with a two-edged sword, right? I mean, you know, yeah. you can have stuff and it can go viral, but then with that, you might get, you know, 6 or 7 negative posts, okay?
Right.
So I guess the question then is, what can the community do? It's kind of like the wall socket. You can put the extension cord in the socket, but on the other end, the receiver, you know, what can the community do besides keeping its ear to the ground to find out about these things?
I think first and foremost, keep the Peoria Civic Center on your radar. I have heard from some folks who say, you know, I just sort of wrote the Civic Center off a long time ago. I didn't think the programming was going to be for me, so I honestly don't pay attention to what's coming here. And to that we say, we apologize that the programming hasn't been there for you, but we're making the effort now. So if you would, follow us. If you are on social media, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. If you are not on social media, tune in. We do try to advertise in a variety of sources. Stay in touch with your friends. Communicate. Flyers may go out. And look to us. We certainly have the website available with all of the acts coming up. And we want everybody to be invited to everything that we do. We're speaking now just about, you know, concerts and events, but we have Bradley basketball, we have Riverman hockey, there are all kinds of conventions. The Illinois Music Educators are always with us. The forensic speech teams compete there. Lots of balls and fundraisers for our area's not-for-profit organizations hold events there. There's so much to discover at the Peoria Civic Center. We don't want it to be limited to one thing for one artist, because you know and I know this world is a big, beautiful place, and we try to bring a little bit of all of it to downtown Peoria.
Amen to that. Okay, we're running out of time. I'm talking with Yvonne Greer Batten, who is the chair of the Civic Center Authority Board. We're talking about the Audience Builder Fund. an initiative that was spearheaded by State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth, in which the Civic Center has received some money to help mitigate promoter risk when it comes to bringing in diverse concerts. And we've had Monica come through, we've had Black Violins getting ready to have My 2000s playlist coming up later this month. What's on the horizon, or can you tell me, or are there secret things that you know about that are going to be wonderful once they're revealed?
Maverick City is coming up in about a week. It's a Christian worship music group, and that concert is almost sold out. So, like, if you're looking for a ticket, get in line quickly. Malevo and Complexions is a Brazilian-based dance group that's coming in the spring. And we're keeping our eye on some big-name artists to hit the stage, but you know how those things go. Those wheels move a little bit slower when you're a smaller market like us, but we've heard some great names that everybody would recognize, and we're working on them. Just not enough info yet to share.
And you were saying that people can submit recommendations, so how could they do that?
They can email the Peoria Civic Center. Folks that know how to get in touch with me can do so as well. info@yvonnegreer.net, Y-V-O-N-N-E-G-R-E-E-R. And we certainly take that information to heart. If you see me at an event, stop me, say hey, let me know what you're thinking. I don't even mind the constructive criticism as long as people come at me with respect. You'll get respect right back. We are just very, very open to satisfying the needs of our community.
Yvonne, I've been asking you a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
One thing that it's important to note is that promoters and artists and agents watch ticket sales early on to see how a show is going to sell. So if tickets aren't moving out of the gate quickly, they start to think maybe the audience isn't interested in this show. They've got a lot invested in the show as well. So if ticket sales don't meet a certain criteria for the artists, agents, promoters, they may pull the show down and just cancel it so they don't lose a lot of money. We do have the fund that is going to help us mitigate some risk, but at the end of the day, the promoters, artists, and agents have the final say as to whether or not they're willing to do a show. So if we get out early and buy our tickets soon, we demonstrate to them that this community is interested and ready to see this show.
Yeah, I want people to hear that, because people do have a tendency to wait until the last minute to buy their tickets. You know, it's like, hey, this concert isn't until November something, and this is October, so I'm going to wait, you know, maybe the week before. And you're saying, nah, you don't want to do that.
Right. It's almost like the opening weekend at the box office for a movie. If you want to see Black Panther and you want to see more versions of it, you've got to get to the show on opening weekend and see it so that the agents, artists, promoters, and everybody else involved sees that there is an interest for that kind of art being presented. Hmm. Otherwise, it gets pulled off the roster and they go to a bigger city where there's a larger demographic.
And then you have the catch-22, because then people might say, oh, you see that? They were going to come and now they're not going to come. But they don't know that they don't know that they play a role in that.
Exactly. It is certainly a symbiotic relationship, and that there's give and take on both sides. You've got to show the artist that you want to see them. And on the other side of the coin, I think the artists need to demonstrate that it is important when the community shows up that they show up for us too.
Right. Yvonne Greer Batten, the chair of the Civic Center Authority Board. Hey, thanks for being on the forum.
Thank you.
The forum airs at 10 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7 p.m. on Sunday. The forum is sponsored by OSF Healthcare. We want to leave you with a quote from novelist Alice Walker, who said, "The most common way people give up their power is by thinking they don't have any." Thanks for listening.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead.